there are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are golden retrievers. Which means Tubi is more popular than using meat-flavored toothpaste. More popular than never figuring out what W-A-L-K spells. More popular than kicking your leg when a human rubs your belly just right. Tubi, it's more popular than golden retrievers. See you in there.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, 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 click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Monday, May 18th, 2020, and I'm Dave Solman. Three things to know today. Parents, childcare, and work from home, what you need to know. Amazon in two courts, district and public opinion, and Google likely to see DOJ moves this summer. This is the business of tech. My statements last week in regards to childcare being a wanted benefit are proving timely. A coalition of companies have come behind the Invest in Parents initiative, coordinated by Clio, a startup that provides services to new parents as an employer-paid benefit. The coalition includes Salesforce, Uber, Snap, Box, Pinterest, Niantic, and Zoom. In a survey, 20% of parents say they or their partner are considering leaving the workforce over childcare concerns. Also today, a group of Seattle tech companies came together and released a new guide for employers to help small and medium-sized businesses support working parents and caregivers, led by Leg Up, a company that offers a marketplace to find daycare, after-school care and classes, enrichment programs, and other activities. The resources are available at workingparentsupportguide.com. Meanwhile, Satya Nadella spoke with the New York Times last week and offered this quote when considering telecommuting. Quote, "What does burnout look like? What does mental health look like? What does that connectivity and the community building look like? One of the things I feel is, hey, maybe we are burning some of that social capital we built up in this phase where we are all working remote. What's the measure for that?" End quote. Why do we care? This is one of my big concerns about the move to work from home, as society has also closed schools and daycares. The potential burnout of employees. Parents working from home and caring for their families are struggling to keep up. The opportunity here is to help or partner, to not just focus on the technical portions of work from home, but also the culture changes required to support it. There's also an opportunity to stand out from your competitors for hiring by addressing these same problems. Amazon in the news a lot right now, and while the upcoming testimony to Congress is one story, I'm going to cover two others. First, Amazon has filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court of Seattle against two companies accusing them of widespread tech support fraud targeting users of its Alexa virtual assistant. According to the Amazon complaint, when customers tried to use fraudulent sites or apps offering to help set up Alexa, They would be shown an animation mimicking the download process, ending with an error message that prompted them to call a phone number for assistance. When they called, the lawsuit claims, representatives would take remote control of the user's computer and try to convince them that there were technical issues preventing the Alexa-enabled device from working. Meanwhile, and unrelated, Amazon is handing out branded merchandise to say thank you to its warehouse workers, while at the same time phasing out some of its support efforts, including a $2 per hour wage hike it brought in for staff in mid-March as hazard pay for coming in during the pandemic. Why do we care? There isn't a single theme. The link is Amazon. The first story shows how the threat comes from the social engineering more than any specific technology. This is preying on the needs of users when they are vulnerable, and then using that to convince them to allow access. Kudos to Amazon for going after them. Because shame on Amazon for this set of moves to workers. Here's that lesson. Be aware of the messages you are sending your employees. This one isn't going over well, as employees are noticing the disparity and speaking out already over it. Learn from this mistake. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the U.S. Department of Justice and a coalition of 50 states and territories have investigations that are likely to produce lawsuits as soon as this summer. These investigations are into Google over antitrust concerns. Why do we care? I've been working on my presentation for this week's SMB Online Conference around how leveraging news stories exposes opportunities and threats. One of those threats is coming regulation. If you thought the pandemic ended scrutiny for technology companies, here's another warning that you're wrong. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the content here, sign up for our Patreon at patreon.com/MSBradio. You can support the production of the show with our Give What You Want model. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter for additional content, videos on YouTube, and for additional insights into the show. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island.
He's John Lefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.